Exclusive, Roger Stone, Parallels Between Assassination Attempts on Trump and JFK Assassination Uncanny. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 29, 2024. Phoenix, Arizona, political advisor Roger Stone shed light on peculiarities surrounding the two failed assassination attempts on President-elect Donald Trump, telling Breitbart News that the parallels between those attempts and the assassination of President John F. Kennedy are uncanny, adding, "The problem is, it cycled in and out of the news." After being asked if people will ever get answers about what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, on July 13, Stone replied, "In 2015, I wrote a book on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It's called The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. It's a New York Times bestseller. But when I look at that, and I look at this, the parallels are uncanny. You have what appears to be the laydown of the Secret Service. The state, federal, and local police are all on different radio frequencies. So they can't speak to each other," Stone told Breitbart News at Turning Point USA's annual America Fest conference last week in Phoenix, Arizona. "The Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security know that there's a man with a gun inside the perimeter for 92 minutes. But they don't warn the president and he is not evacuated, which would be required under their protocols," Stone continued. Stone added that the government sharpshooter actually gets the man who's allegedly the shooter in his sights. He sees that he has a gun pointed at the president. But he waits until the man gets off 8 shots before he shoots and kills him? That makes no sense. Another violation of the rules. So, I don't think we're being told the entire truth," Stone asserted. "I'm sorry, I'm not even certain that the man they accuse of being the shooter is the shooter. He may be. But I refuse to believe he had no Confederates. We see him talking on his cell phone and still photographs. Who's he talking to? Well, Apple won't turn over his phone records. That's funny. They turned my phone records over to Robert Mueller without a subpoena. Strange," Stone added. "Watch, Roger Stone, Apple gave my phone records to feds without a subpoena, but won't turn over Butler snipers." After Breitbart News mentioned that the body of wannabe presidential assassin suspect Thomas Matthew Crooks was promptly cremated, Stone replied, "The problem is, it cycled in and out of the news." Stone added that the egregious attempt on Trump's life in West Palm Beach on September 15 raises even more questions. The man they accuse is supposedly indigent. He's behind in his child support payments, he's behind in his rent payments. Stone pointed out, before asking, how did he afford to fly to Florida, and to Ukraine, and to Paris, and to London? How did he obtain a weapon in Florida? He's a convicted felon. And in the case of the weapon, the serial numbers are filed off. How could he be there as long as he was without the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office noticing him? Stone further inquired. How did a Secret Service agent from 5 feet away shoot at him but miss him? How are these things possible? He added. And now, the Justice Department tells us he will never go to trial because there's so much evidence against him, that we don't have to go through it all. Please. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.